Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Song in the 2 o'clock hour, and we looked around the club. Mike wasn't there.
Mike was still getting dressed, baby. He comes fashionably late.
We got stood up on our date.
Man, put on this Prada, this Prada cologne. He had to be good and fresh. And
oh, so now we have to accept his apology. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's Mike Wallace. What the hell are we gonna do?
I don't know. I was a little embarrassed sitting there in the club. I know I told you about this guy. This is our song. I play this. You'll see him. Hello? Mike? He's joining us now. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Wallace, he covered the Heat for the Miami Herald and the Sun Sentinel and ESPN, and he's in Memphis now with Grind City Media at Grizzlies.com. And the news came fast and furious yesterday, Mike, and then at 6 p.m. tonight, it's going to be official. Everything's going to be official. So where should we start?
Well, first and foremost, man, I had to get my warm up acts out there first, man. So I had to make sure the warm up act set the stage for us to do this, man, at the close of the show. So we're gonna have some showstoppers here.
All right, dude, yes. Just laid down the gauntlet. We got showstoppers coming. So you got about 12 minutes to prove your mettle here. So here's what everyone in Miami believes is going to happen, based on reporting from Adrian Wojnarowski on Down. The Heat, they exercised their option on Goran Dragic yesterday, and the notion is that come 6 o'clock, the Heat will be trading Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa for Kyle Lowry. So let's say that happens in an hour and a half. Do you like it?
I do. You know, Precious Achiuwa and Goran Dragic are two pieces that Toronto can definitely use. Dragic is going to be a professional no matter where he ends up at. Achiuwa is the kind of young asset that you know, a Masai Ujiri can put alongside some of those guys that they have there. You know, Boucher is a really, really good player for Toronto. You know, obviously they have a lot of other good pieces as well in terms of, you know, what they have on the wings. So now you have a situation where OG Anunoby is still there, obviously. And, you know, it's just one of those deals where Toronto is in a different mindset. Miami is in a win-now mindset always. Lowry is a guy. And I was telling someone in the league this yesterday. Pat Riley, every once in a while, identifies these guys who are on the sort of the tail end of their career, kind of counted out, you know, really has some issues here and there, some injuries, and he restores them. This, to me, is the modern-day version of what Pat Riley did with Tim Hardaway. And getting Tim Hardaway, which was damaged goods a little bit coming from Golden State, and he had some knee issues, he was kind of counted out, and he bought him into Miami, teamed him up with Alonzo Mourning, And those guys took the franchise to a different level. That's the kind of mindset that Pat Riley has coming into this, and Andy Ellisberg has with was trying to restore, you know, what Kyle Lowry has left. He's a guy that has a championship, been to the NBA Finals, is a winner, knows how to play the game, knows what you want, can shoot, can do a lot of different things. And I like the fit for Miami, especially with bringing back the veterans that they already have. And you're not giving up Bam or Jimmy. I like the fact that they're going to try to do that.
And DeRozan coming here, too. That was something talked about. Kyle, you know, Lowry mm-hmm. and DeRozan, they play together so long. Is that a pipe dream that Kyle Lowry will have DeRozan come here? We really don't have any more money after Kyle Lowry. Like, is that a realistic thing for us to look forward to?
I mean, you know, it just depends on – those guys are legitimately tight. I mean, absolutely legitimately tight. And they've been that way for a long time. I think the last – I want to say the last playoff series I covered when I was in Miami was the second-round series when Miami played Toronto. And Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were their guys then. And, you know, Goran Dragic and Dwayne Wade, you know, have pushed that team to that level to play those guys. And, you know, DeRozan is a guy that can still get you 20. He's not a shooter. So it's going to be interesting to see how he would complement Jimmy Butler in terms of being similar in terms of how they attack. But, again, another veteran guy, and it gives you some more firepower. It's just going to be a matter of how much money DeMar DeRozan wants to give up. You know what I mean? He can get the mid-level somewhere around there and be satisfied with $9.5 million, you know, for 2 years in Miami, get two-year $20 million kind of deal with a player option, and he goes back into free agency next year. Why not take that kind of opportunity to see what you can do? Otherwise, it's going to require a complicated sign and trade to make that happen. But, hey, why not, man? I like that, but I think that might be a little bit too much to expect. I think you get Lowry. It'll be a little bit too much to expect to get DeRozan, too, but, hey, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of agreement in agreement with you there that I think Lowry happens. I just don't think DeRozan accepts 9.5 because he's going to get a lot more elsewhere. But now let's say that the Heat put together this big three, Mike. So it's Jimmy mm-hmm. Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Kyle Lowry. Where is that in the pantheon?
Hold on. I mean, like, we give out big threes too literally right now.
Okay, well, three. They put together
right
three.
Right now, me, you, and Channing are the big three on the radio airwaves.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Whoever your three best players are your big three. Well, wait a second, though. But those are three bona fide all-stars.
They are. But
Bam,
I mean, come on,
one time all-star, but bona fide in my mind.
Hey, listen. Last time I was in Miami, we considered the big three Bosh, Wade, and LeBron, right? This is a little bit of a step down from that.
So, well, listen, you know. I mean, when I was 20 years old and in Coconut Grove, my sights were set on things that now that I'm 51, bald, I can't set my sights on. I mean, we have to temper things as life goes on. Yes, in the historical use of the term big three in Miami, this pales in comparison. I mean, with you, but let's say these three, this mid three that Miami
these three, right?
Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Kyle Lowry, 35-year-old Kyle Lowry. Where are they in the pantheon of the East? Because do they improve enough to be in any kind of conversation?
I mean, you got to say that, you know, based on Kyle Lowry was a guy that really got outperformed. I mean, if we're going to be honest, because we can look at this from rose-colored glasses and say impact we trust, and he's always having a way to, you know, kind of rekindle these guys. We saw it work with Jimmy Butler. He created the environment that took Butler to a level where he answered a lot of his critics. Kyle Lowry is mid-30s at this point. His best basketball is behind him. You know, and he basically got, you know, pushed out of Toronto because they went with Van Vliet. I mean, that was a guy that really stepped his game up and became the point guard there. And, you know, so again, can Kyle Lowry recapture any of that? I believe so. And if you're in the East, there's not anybody in the East that Kyle Lowry fears in terms of mindset. So when you look at the mentality that Lowry has alongside Jimmy Butler, you know, those guys aren't going to back down from anyone. I mean, I'm trying to come up with a better backcourt in terms of mental toughness, defensive acumen, and just ability to just psych you out if you're on the other side of the basketball. And I don't know if I can find another one in the East right now when it comes to that. So I give them a shot. Like, I mean, you're always going to give Miami a shot. If they can get to the four seed, can they knock off a 4-5 in the first round? Yes. And can they make things difficult on whoever emerges with the top seed from there, depending on health? So as we saw this year, Atlanta came out of nowhere. If you would, there is not one point in the season where you would have been able to convince me that the Atlanta Hawks were a better team than the Miami Heat. At no point in the season was I going to buy that, up until they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? So that kind of push can happen if you catch fire at the right time, your guys are healthy, and they all buy in. And I think Kyle Lowry's a guy that you can trust to help elevate Miami from that standpoint.
And Mike, Duncan Robinson, he reportedly he wants to stay with the Heat. You know, he prefers to be here, but he's asking between $16 and $18 million. He's restricted so the Heat can match any offer he gets. Is there a number? Like, what number is realistic for Duncan Robinson in this day and age? He's a sharpshooter, but he only averaged, what, I think 13 points per game last year. Like, where does Duncan sit financially after this season starts?
You know what? If you told me, 4 years, $60 million, $60, $70 million for Duncan – I wouldn't go much past that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't go much past that if I'm the Heat, because you know who else is on the market right now? You can go out there and you can get you a Danny Green who can step right in and be that shooter, because you're going to need a floor spacer. So if you I'm just hypothetically putting a guy out there, right? Danny Green is a guy that's won multiple championships. You know, I'm not saying he's Ray Allen, but he can be sort of like that when he's hot. He didn't have a great season in Philly, but he still is a capable shooter. You put him in a situation in Miami where he can fill that void that Duncan Robinson has. Like, you don't want to price yourself to a point where you have a one-dimensional guy that has one specific skill set that he does well. I don't know if you price that well up into the $20 million a year. So that's going to be an interesting, you know, space right there for him, because, again, there were times in the playoffs and during the regular season where when Duncan wasn't hitting his shots, he was hard to watch go up and down the floor. Because, I mean, his misses, like, his makes are phenomenal, but his misses are egregious, and then he gets beat on the other end defensively because he doesn't give you much on that side of the floor. So it's almost like if he's not just on fire, you can't really play him. How much of your cap do you want to tie up in a guy like that? That's the question. So we'll see. But I think if it gets too far past $15, $16 million, I'm not sure if I'm going into that, because you can find shooters out there in trades and shaking free from that standpoint.
Mike Wallace, he's in Memphis now with Grind City Media. Your team, the Grizzlies, we talked about this earlier, they declined Justice Winslow's $13 million option for next season. So Justice Winslow has been what since the Heat drafted him? Crowder and I were trying to come up with the adjective. What has Justice Winslow been?
Underachieving, injured. Those are the first two adjectives. I would say underwhelming. I don't want to say disappointing, because a guy that, you know, again, he came into the league at 18, 19 years old. He wasn't a finished product when he came in. He went to a glamour market, had to step into the role that was vacated at that time by LeBron James in a way. And it was kind of like, you know, that's a lot to put on a young man. And then you have a Dwayne Wade that's your teammate and Chris Bosh. Those guys know what winning championships are like. You still need a growth spurt. You still need to have a maturation go on. But then these last couple of years, for him to be hurt and really not able to get to what he wants to get to, now you got to wonder, how much does he really love basketball? He's made enough money right now to be set for the rest of his life. Is he going to have that? Can he restore that chip on his shoulder where this is the, he's got to have that dog in him? And he's going to have to go back out there and prove it from the bottom up. You know, this is one of the reasons, you know, remember, he dropped on the draft board. He was supposed to be a top 4 or 5 pick in that draft. He fell to Miami, you know, in that range right there. So it's one of those deals where can Justice rekindle that? We'll see. I know his head is in the right place, but he's just got to, you know, get his body right again, and then maybe he can restore some confidence and help a guy. But he's going to have to do it from a mid-level exception on down in terms of salary when he gets back out there.
And Mike, I got to ask you about the Lakers. I haven't talked to you since that trade. Russell Westbrook, as soon as he gets traded to the Lakers, I say it's a championship. Championship. Westbrook,
what?
AD, and LeBron. Bro, I had so much pushback. People were killing me on Twitter, killing me on the text line. What am I not seeing here? Westbrook, LeBron, and AD? Bro, that's better than the Brooklyn Big Three.
You're not seeing that brick wall right in front of your face that says, no way in hell. With the flashing neon lights.
Why not? Bro? That is a talented crew.
What? You know what? I'm with you, Crowder, on that, and to a certain point. And see, here's why this a lot of people are wondering, how is this going to work? You got three guys that all need the basketball and all clog the paint when they want to be effective. That is not the formula that's going to work for the Lakers. Where this makes sense is that, hey, we're going to be able to add some people around the edges. We're going to be able to get some guys to buy in and become floor spacers that can shoot and that kind of thing. You know, we're going to get guys that want to come here just because we're the Lakers, and we're going to get right to the Western Conference Finals at least. Where this deal makes sense, though, is that now you say, LeBron, you're 36, 37 years old. You don't have to play 40 minutes a game, 38 minutes a game. You play 29 to 32 minutes a game. Westbrook is going to carry us through the regular season. He's going to take all the heavy load. You and AD can have your 10 games off here and there that you want. Let this guy carry us through the regular season. And once we get ready for the playoffs, everybody else comes back together, and they can be stronger come playoff time. We saw the Lakers lose their legs in the playoffs just because the regular season beat them up after what they did in the bubble winning that championship there. Now this is about preserving guys through the regular season and getting them fresh, or as fresh as possible for the playoffs. Once you get there, you hope you can have veterans that can give you some floor spacing to help you out from that standpoint. That's where it makes sense at.
So we're less than an hour and a half away. 6 o'clock deals can start becoming official. Do you think we're going to see any surprises? Because everyone seems to be of agreement that Kyle Lowry is going to end up with the Heat, and Goran Dragic's Heat career is going to be over. We know Kawhi opted out, but we're all assuming he's going to go back to the Clippers. You think Chris Paul goes back to Phoenix?
That's going to be, you know, if he goes back, what I'm curious at is the number that he goes back at, because he opted out of $44 million,
right,
man. There's no way in the world that anybody's going to give him that much as a starting salary going next year. So I'm wondering what his number is. I think he may still stay there, but I'm wondering what his number is. Mike Conley might get enticed to go somewhere else. And I mean, Utah makes sense for him. But if Mike Conley can end up in Boston, which I know Mike pretty well, he was interested in Boston before he was traded to Utah. If he can go to Boston, and what they're doing is kind of interesting, they need a pure point guard. That could be an interesting situation. And then you have some other guys, you know, that are on the board a little bit further down in terms of where they're going to end up. But I don't think there's going to be any major, major surprises, because there's not, outside of Kawhi and Chris Paul, there's not a major, you know, a shift in terms of, you know, a guy shifting the pendulum from one end to the other based on signing or not signing with a certain team.
Would you be surprised if Kyle Lowry does not end up with the Heat?
I will, because that'll be the 17th time that he could have come to Miami and he didn't, right? Right. Remember, this is like, remember Mo Williams way back in the day, where Mo Williams kept flirting with the Heat and the Heat kept flirting with Mo Williams and he never came, so... You know, I think there's too much smoke around this one. Woj wouldn't get this deep into it,
right,
crafting it the way he did for it to go some other kind of way. And frankly, I just don't think that there's a phenomenal market out there beyond, you know, maybe two or three teams where Kyle Lowry would make sense. And Miami just makes too much sense right now.
Mike, quickly on the way out, man, what happens with Ben Simmons? Like, they asked for your whole roster and four first-round picks earlier, I heard. Like, what does the Ben Simmons trade look like? Where is he playing next year?
I heard on draft night a whole bunch of league insiders and executives, like, rolled laughing when they heard that deal that they were trying to get. And it was almost like, is Daryl Morey serious? Like, is he like, they weren't sure if he threw that out there as a joke or just to, you know, swing for the fences and figure out who was going to get desperate. But there's no team out there that's that desperate to give up what he was asking for Ben Simmons. And he's going to learn that the hard way. Now, you know, Ben's going to have to restore his image. But a lot of people in the league are saying, you know what, Philly's going to be up against the wall, because there's no way you can bring that kid back to go into that media market, that fan base. And then there's going to be questions about him and Joel Embiid and how much trust is there. Doc Rivers already kind of let him out there, to kind of hung him out there to dry. So the closer you get to training camp, the more Philly's going to have to be desperate to make some kind of move. And that asking price will definitely come down, believe it.
But they'll get something good for him. He's
oh, yeah,
the potential. I mean, the potential there is too good to not get something of value.
Well, all you have to do is look at what what the Pelicans got back, you know, for Drew Holiday. I mean, you can get some value back, and Drew Holiday and Ben Simmons. I mean, people would still tell you, you know, Ben Simmons has far more upside than what Drew Holiday is. But as you can see, Drew Holiday proved to be a piece that put Milwaukee over the top in terms of. So there's value there, but I don't think you ask for what that reported Portland deal was. I think they're going to come way down from that, from the high heavens in terms of what they're asking.
Mike Wallace, Grind City Media. You can follow Mike on Twitter at MyMikeCheck. You brought it strong. It was worth the wait, Mike.
I'm just telling you, it's me and then it's Lauryn Hill. We're going to make you wait, but we're going to bring it when we show up, man.
I was thinking of you as more like a deep dish pizza. You know, sometimes you got to wait. You get to Lou Malnati's, you got to wait. But that deep dish pizza, when it gets served, it's all worth it. You are our deep dish pizza when it comes to NBA reporting.
Different lines.
I appreciate that.
He's thinking Lauryn Hill, and I'm thinking deep dish pizza.
Different lines.
See you, Mike.
All right, guys.
There you go. Mike Wallace, Grind City Media in Memphis. And again, for NBA stuff, you can follow him on Twitter at MyMikeCheck.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.